Episode 1547, The Facade of Instant Happiness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is a brand new day. It is the weekend, so it's time to rise and shine. Put your smile on. We're talking about relationship builders, how to build a strong foundation in your marriage, the facade of instant happiness. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, is the facade of instant happiness ruling your marriage? The self-serving attitude of what's owed to you? We all can agree that relationships take work, especially marriage, right? That is our ground zero. We all can agree to that. But when you want to compound the idea that every day should be a happy day, you're asking for trouble. Why? Because life happens. Every day isn't always necessarily a happy day. Things happen in life. Maybe things have already happened today for you that you're like, oh, I just wish I wouldn't have rolled out on that side of the bed. You can blame that side of the bed, but really, is that the blame that the bed wanted? No, of course not. But we say it kind of flippantly, but honestly, we mean that, gosh darn it, why can't life be more like I want it to be? It's very self-serving. In today's society, we walk around with this complex that the world should revolve around our happiness. And if something or someone isn't fulfilling that right, quote unquote, to happiness, then it needs to change because you should feel happy, right? You have that right to feel happy. You don't necessarily have the right, but you have the choice. The facade of instant happiness follows the traits of what? Instant gratification. We want what we want now. It's the drive-through mentality of life. It's all about you. You being the center of attention, you being the center of the universe, everything revolves around you. So when your marriage is having difficulties, you want to pressure cook it and have all the problems just melt away. You want the instant happiness. But you just can't Instapot a marriage in 5 minutes and think everything is going to be all right. Yeah, you know those Instapots that are so like of the rave right now? Yes, believe it or not, I have one. But we can't take our marriage, put it in an Instapot, and then automatically think everything's going to be all right. Change takes time. If you or your spouse are having struggles in your marriage, like financial disagreements, budgetary concerns, you know, taxes are around the corner. If you haven't started on them, you better start now. Just saying. How you spend your free time, maybe daily responsibilities, intimacy in the bedroom. What about me syndrome? All of these things, right? You cannot fix them overnight. You may think you can. Oh, well, we've had a really long discussion last night, and I know that we've got this great budget and it's going to work out great. It'll work out great until what? You go buy something that wasn't on the budget and you didn't ask permission? It's when we hit those brick walls that we're like, oh my gosh. Yet you still want this instant happiness. The facade of instant happiness will kill your marriage. It's the death of marriage. You as a couple are a team. I know, that's breaking news, isn't it? You are a team as a couple in marriage. And that means you must play on the same team. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Play on the same team. We've got the final four happening. If all the players are not playing together, the five on each team and the five on the other team, if they just went out there and said, this is my court, I'm going to do what I want to do because I want to make all the baskets. Do you think anybody's going to win that game very well? Nope. There's going to be a lot of fighting, a lot of bickering. There may even be some blood on the floor. But there's not going to be that team atmosphere, that loving atmosphere that wraps around, that says that you're in it with me and I'm in it with you, and no matter what, we stick by each other. We got to play on the same team when it comes to marriage. Don't get yourself so bent out of shape when your spouse doesn't bow to your every request. Mm-hmm. I know. Think about it. Guilty as charged. There are times that we're like very self-serving, going, come on, aren't you supposed to be doing this for me? Don't get mad at your husband because he didn't do exactly what you told him. Don't shut your wife out because she isn't available at your beck and call. Play on the same team. What does that look like for you? Number one, you want to make choices that serve each other. If you're playing on the same team, you're not going to sit here and take the ball and throw it to a teammate that's what? Outside of the court. It's out of bounds. You can't do that. You can't pass it to your mom thinking your mom's going to rescue everything. You can't pass it to your brother, to your best friend. They're not on the team that you're playing with. To make choices that serve each other. Keep each other top of mind. It's not about what you think you can do by yourself. It's what you can do together as one. Play on the same team. Number two, choose how you feel. This instant happiness is for the birds. Instant gratification, hey, it may work great for fast food, but it doesn't work for a marriage. You cannot Instapot a marriage. Have you ever found that recipe? Probably not. And if so, run for the hills. Change takes time. And ultimately, your feelings that you feel are by your choice, not because someone made you feel that way. You chose to feel that way. You chose to interpret the situation accordingly, and you chose to say, okay, I'm going to focus right here on this because, well, maybe you're used to feeling that way and you like that feeling sort of kind of in a weird way. Or maybe it's just a way to use it as an excuse, maybe with hopes that you're going to win the battle. Choose how you feel. If you want to be happy, then be happy. Smile more often. I know when my husband and I were going through some craziness in our tornado, if you did not know our situation and you saw me, you would have had no idea what was going on in my life. And it wasn't because I was hiding things, no. I chose to feel how I felt. You just don't allow somebody and give somebody permission. They don't have that power over you. You choose how you feel. Play on the same team. And finally, number three, sacrifice what should be for what is now. We want this instant happiness, right? We're looking for this facade that it's all me. It's all about me. I want to feel good. That's that should be, would have, could have, all those ouldas, you know. No, drop them. Sacrifice what should be for what is now. When you are in a marriage, when you are in a relationship, and you're standing in the same room with the person that you said I do with, then there's going to have to be some sacrifice in that marriage on both parts. Now, sometimes you may be sacrificing more than the other. That's real life. But it's also the flip side of that. Your spouse may sacrifice at times more than you sacrifice. What is your now in your marriage? Maybe things are just crazy. Spring break is over. Spring is in the air. The kids are totally wanting summer here because they are done with school. Easter can't come fast enough, and the Easter bunny better bring some extra sugar because you need more energy. Yeah, that's real life, isn't it? And it's not going to slow down. But when you're standing in the same room with your spouse, you've got to sacrifice for each other right then and there. That is what matters. So maybe you don't go out to dinner with your girlfriends because you need to stay at home and spend time with your sweetheart. Play on the same team. Marriage is compromise. Marriage is sacrifice. Marriage is love. How much are you willing to give up to play on the same team? I really want you to think about that question before you jump to an answer, because honestly, I think a lot of us would be like, oh, I'm ready to give up the world. No hesitation whatsoever. But search your heart. How much are you willing to give up to play on the same team? The things that get under your husband's nerves, under his skin, that irritates him, you know what they are. You may not know all of them, but you know a lot of them. Especially if you've been together for more than a year, you know a lot of it. How much are you willing to give up to play on his team? Now, I already hear the grumbling, but wait a minute. Isn't he supposed to give up too? Oh, yes. It is a two-way street. But like I said, sacrifice can come from one more than the other and vice versa. Look at what God sacrificed for us. I don't see us laying down a child to sacrifice as God did for us. Now, granted, he has not asked us to. But you see, sometimes it has to start with one before the other one reciprocates. Marriage is a team. It takes work to build a strong team. Are you ready to drop the facade of instant happiness? Are you ready to put to bed this craziness of, I got to have it all my way? And maybe you don't know what that really looks like, because that's all that's ever been modeled to you. Maybe you come from a divorced family. And it was just easier to run away from things than it was to face things head on. Maybe you don't like confrontation. Conflict is not something that's easy for anybody. But marriage is a team. And you have to answer the question, are you willing to play on the same team? If you want help in your marriage, you want to build that strong foundation, you're ready to make a change, you know it's going to take time, but you're tired of living it the way you have been, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin a conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's you and I talk one-on-one. What is actually going on in your marriage? What can you do at this time right now? Remember, sacrifice what should be for what is now. What is now for you? What does that look like? And how you can begin to make strides in your marriage to build that stronger foundation. Click on that link. I look forward to hearing from you. It's time to drop the facade of instant happiness. Look into the eyes of the one you love and choose each other. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.